This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Thursday, May 18th. Thousands upon thousands served. Port Miami achieved a significant milestone this spring by marking its busiest passenger day in its history. On April 9th, the Florida port welcomed 67,594 cruise passengers, setting a record for the highest number of travelers passing through its terminals in a single day. Ships at Port Miami that day included Royal Caribbean's Oasis of the Seas and Explorer of the Seas, Norwegian's Norwegian Encore, Carnival Horizon and Celebration, as well as MSC Seascape, Scarlet Lady, and Seabourn Ovation. This achievement follows another record-breaking day earlier this year for Port Miami, when it welcomed 58,984 guests in February. Port Canaveral, though, they recently surpassed Port Miami as the busiest cruise port based on 2022 statistics. And the town of Searsport, Maine, has its sights set on tapping into the state's cruise business. Following a recent decision to limit cruise guests at nearby Bar Harbor, the Searsport board voted in favor of pursuing necessary security clearances from the U.S. Coast Guard. Searsport is about 100 miles north of Portland, and it aims to become certified for welcoming cruise ships that have already cleared customs at another U.S. port. Now, since there's currently no infrastructure there, they will have to tender guests ashore. And the Bangor Daily News reports that the town has already received inquiries from cruise lines interested in calling there as soon as October. And with its inaugural voyage just 2 months away, MSC Cruise's luxury brand Explora Journeys has unveiled its new highbrow accommodations for its first ship, Explora One. The owner's residence stands out with its spacious indoor and outdoor areas of over 3,000 square feet. The outside terrace features 1,300 square feet with an infinity pool, while the inside, an additional 1,700 square feet of living space awaits you. Also included is a separate bedroom with a king-size bed. Additional perks for this suite include a butler service, a private driver at all the shore stops, and bragging rights. The owner's residence can accommodate up to 3 adults and 2 kids. Explorer One's maiden voyage is set to debut in Southampton on July 17th. And cruise line stocks were all up on Wednesday. Carnival Corporation up 6.5%, 11.04. Royal Caribbean up 4%, 79.60. And Norwegian up 6.4%, 14.34. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. Behind-the-scenes content and extras are now available at patreon.com/cruiseradio.